Welcome to Next Day Prep. We're breaking down what we are watching for tomorrow, July 3rd. The S&P 500 just painted a new record high. It felt like a smooth ride up, but there's a lot happening under the surface. What's the real story?
The real story is rotation. Yes, the S&P hit a new high, but look at the Russell 2000, up 1.3%. Small caps and mid caps are showing the real strength here. This isn't just a handful of mega caps pulling everything up anymore, even though names like Tesla and Apple had a great day.
It's interesting because the rally happened despite a really disappointing ADP jobs report showing a loss of 33,000 private sector jobs. Why did the market just shrug that off?
It's all about the main event. The market sees the ADP report as the appetizer, and it's waiting for the main course, the official non-farm payrolls report tomorrow morning. Traders are reserving judgment. Plus, the news of a new trade deal with Vietnam, with zero tariffs, added a lot of fuel to the fire.
Got it. Let's talk sectors. Energy and materials were on fire, both up over 1%. But I'm seeing mixed signals on tech. It was listed as a top performer, but some internal metrics suggest it lagged. What's the deal?
That is a fantastic question, and it's all about the nuance. The cap-weighted tech sector was indeed up thanks to giants like Nvidia and Google, but if you look at the equal weight version, or the broader list of tech names, there was actually some weakness. The real, broad-based strength was in cyclicals, like energy and materials. It's a tale of two tech markets right now.
Okay, let's pivot from the winners to the absolute disaster of the day. Centene, ticker CNC, cratered over 40%. What on earth happened there?
This was a bombshell for the entire healthcare space. They didn't just lower their 2025 guidance, they completely withdrew it, pulled it off the table. That signals a catastrophic lack of visibility into their own business. They're basically flying blind.
A 40% drop is just staggering. What was the catalyst for that?
It was an analysis of industry data that showed two things. Market growth is lower than they thought, and the people they are insuring are sicker than they expected. This creates a massive hole in their financials, to the tune of about $2.75 in earnings per share for fiscal 25. It's a huge miss.
And this isn't happening in a vacuum, right? This feels like a broader warning.
Exactly. This follows UnitedHealthcare suspending its guidance not too long ago. It tells us the managed care sector is dealing with rising costs, sluggish enrollment, and a lot of uncertainty. We are extremely nervous for this entire group heading into earnings season. The market is shooting first and asking questions later.
All right, let's get tactical for tomorrow's session. For traders looking to ride the momentum, what continuation plays are on your radar?
I'm definitely watching the semiconductor space. A name like KLA Corp, ticker KLAC, is in a beautiful steady uptrend. It's consolidating now. I'm looking for a potential entry near 919, with a tight stop just below 917. The initial target would be a push toward that 925 resistance level.
Okay, so that's for stocks that are already moving. What about names that might be coiling for a breakout? What are the anticipation setups you're watching?
This is where we look for signs of quiet accumulation. We call them the ants marching in. Google, ticker G-O-O-G-L, is a perfect example. It's been building a solid base. An entry around the 178 support level looks interesting, with a target of breaking through that 180 resistance. Amazon is another one showing similar strength, with buyers stepping in around the 219 level.
Let's do a quick hit. The big banks all passed their stress tests, they're raising dividends, announcing buybacks, but the financial sector was basically flat today. What gives?
A classic sell the news event. The good news was completely priced in. The market already knew they'd pass. Right now, investors are far more concerned with the broader economy and what the yield curve is doing than they are with a predictable stress test result.
And looking ahead to tomorrow, it's a huge day today and a short session before the holiday, right?
It is. All eyes on 8:30 a.m. Eastern for the non-farm payrolls report. That will set the tone. We also get ISM services data at 10 a.m. Remember, the stock market closes early at 1 p.m. Eastern. Expect a wave of volatility in the morning, and then things will likely get very quiet as traders head out for the long weekend.
So to wrap it up, a record high for the S&P, but the real story is the rotation into smaller caps and cyclicals. We have a massive red flag waving over the healthcare sector, and all eyes are on the jobs report tomorrow morning. What's your final takeaway for traders?
Don't get complacent with the headline index. The real game is being played in the rotation underneath. Watch materials, watch energy, and be extremely cautious with managed care stocks. Know your levels, trade your plan, and have a great holiday weekend.
Great insights. That's all the time we have. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll see you next time.